Welcome to Women Got Game, where we uncover untold stories of extraordinary women in sports across Northwest Ohio and beyond. I'm Sophia Fisher, and we're going to celebrate the evolution of female athletes, coaches, and sports enthusiasts. Let's dive into a world often overlooked in the broader sports narrative. Ready to explore? Let's play. Welcome to Women Got Game. Today, we're joined by the new head women's softball coach at Owens Community College, Sam Stimmel. Women's college softball is bigger than ever, with growing fan support, national TV audiences, and incredible opportunities for female student athletes across the country. It's an exciting time for the sport, and Owens is beginning a new chapter under Coach Stimmel's leadership. Today, we'll talk about her journey into coaching, her vision for the program, and what's ahead for Owens softball. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Sam Stimmel. How you doing, Sam?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. And so our fans know, Sam is the new head coach, fresh out of the gate for the Owens Community College women's softball team. So excited to have you on the show, and let's just jump into it. I guess that congratulations is first on becoming the new head coach at Owens. Tell us about what made that opportunity feel right for you, and where were you prior? Just tell us a little bit about yourself and your career in softball.
Yeah, so I started playing travel softball at a young age, and I really liked the game a lot, and I kept getting injured. And so when you're injured, you know, you're in the dugout a lot, and I've learned a lot from the coaches by being right next to them all the time. And I ended up getting through all my injuries and going to play in college, and but having that knowledge to take with me from being in the dugout and learning next to coaches my whole life, it really brought me to be where I am today. So,
where'd you go to school at?
I went to school at Lord University. They just recently closed, but they're in Sylvania, Ohio, so it's not too far from Owens. So I've been familiar with Owens for my time being there. I coached at Lord's after my playing career, and then Lord's sadly closed at the end of this year, and I ended up taking this opportunity at a school right down the road.
All right, so you're going to be a Gray Wolf at heart, though, right? Always.
Yep. Yes. Gray Wolf at heart.
Yeah, no, it's a great school. Great experiences there. I know quite a few athletes that came out of there. So talk to me about Owens Community College. What division are you in?
We're in the JUCO division. So we're Division III in JUCO.
So, and basically with right now, as far as transitionally speaking, you know, we just got, you know, out of the portal and transferring athletes, you know, in and out, obviously. So what does your team look like right now? What is the makeup? What are you doing as far as recruitment is concerned since you're onboarding now? And it's just basically, you know, getting ready to start off for the next season.
Yeah, so I actually just met the team, and they have a relatively low roster size. So I really just want to get as many positions as possible in my recruitment process, primarily looking for probably some pitchers and catchers just to have some depth there because that always helps. But, you know, looking for everybody in the, this summer just to come and get them to jump in the process.
Sure. So what was your first message to the team? I'm curious, as far as you just took the position and you just met them, and what was the vibe?
Yeah. So when I met them, I just wanted to like remain like cool and everything and like let them be comfortable. I mean, when I was at Lord's, I went through three different coaches in my time there. So I know how it can feel from their standpoint to kind of be scared when someone didn't really choose you in the process. So I wanted to ensure them that like everything would be okay, and I understand the process of being a student athlete and what comes with it, and you know, just let them know that I'll support them moving forward.
Well, that's great. I like that. And how would you describe if you were like your coaching style in three words? You said you've been in the dugouts before, you know, kind of really being mentored by other coaches and whatnot. But what would you say stylistically is how you like to do things?
Yeah, so I would say the way that I like to do things is I'm not a big yeller. I don't yell at the players a lot, but I do hold them to a high standard that I believe they should be playing at. So, you know, I'll remind them, like, we're going to catch the ball like this. We're going to swing the bat like this. Like, we're not going to be lazy with things, but we're still going to have some fun. So I'm not going to yell at any players, but I'm also going to make sure that we're all on the same page about our academics and athletics. So that's kind of like how I like to do things.
So basically, what kind of culture, I guess, going along with that, you know, what kind of culture are you hoping to build for Owens coming into the season?
Yeah, I'm hoping to build a competitive atmosphere for the Owens softball team. I love winning. I think everybody loves to win when they play and they compete in athletics. So I want to definitely build a competitive atmosphere, but I also want to build like a supportive one as well. College athletics is a lot about kind of like helping athletes build into what they're going to be when they leave college. So I kind of want to make sure that everyone's supported inside and out of the sport.
So I like it. I like that a lot. What are some goals initially that you have? Out of what would you consider for your first season to be successful, goal wise?
Oh yeah. So yeah. I mean, I definitely want to get a little further in the postseason. You know, it starts in the beginning, and I'd like to have a winning record going into Owens and make sure that we're a big threat when we get to postseason for other teams. But I think that's a lot of fun when you get to go to postseason and you get to just survive in advance. So I really like, and I'd love to do that with Owens.
So you talked about recruitment earlier. What qualities do you value most when you're recruiting players for Owens? What if you're an athlete right now and you're thinking about trying out for the Owens softball team, what are you looking for?
Oh, yeah. So what I definitely look for first is just if the player is a hard worker. That's definitely what I love to go for, because when you have a hard worker, you can always shape them into being a great player. But if someone isn't hardworking, then they're just going to stay in a plateau right there in their skill level. So I'd love to look for a hard worker and then a coachable player and a kind, caring person. You know, like, it's about a team atmosphere. When everyone feels comfortable, I think they play better. So I'd love to get a hardworking and supportive player on my staff. I feel like that would be a great person to recruit.
So speaking of recruitment, I always then transition into, you know, I just mentioned, you know, the portal, and there's a lot of activity going around, you know, the time of year when your season's up, you're either still on the team or there's opportunities for you to pursue as a student athlete something else. And it's kind of been, as everybody's coined it, an NIL, name, image, and likeness world. It's the wild, wild west. I think it still is. You know, going back when it first started, everybody thought it was, you know, definitely crazy times, but now I think it's still the same. What is your feeling on, since it is a D3, talk to me a little bit about, have you seen any D3 athletes getting NIL deals? Are you interested in personally helping the athletes brand themselves? Tell me what you think about that whole NIL spectrum.
Oh, I mean, I definitely love the idea of people benefiting off of, like, their name and everything. I love that idea. And I personally have never seen a D3 JUCO athlete. I've never been around a D3 JUCO athlete that had the NIL opportunity. However, I'm definitely very supportive of it. You know, anything to help these kids when they're in college and benefit them, I'm very supportive towards. And, yeah, I mean, if a player ever wanted help with anything to do with that, I would definitely jump on helping them. I love to help everybody, so I think that would be a good idea.
Do you think it would help a lot if, you know, today, or the D3 athletes, you know, had a little bit more of, I guess, maybe some personal branding, knowledge, and both on and off the field? Do you think it would help them to, you know, interface more with on social media? Or what do you think's missing there? Why haven't they had any sponsorships or more deals? What are you thinking what the issue is there? Is it exposure?
Yeah, it might definitely be exposure. It might be they need to get their name out there a little more, need to be a little more attention to this level. I think that could be definitely a property of why they aren't getting that all their full attention. But if there was definitely some more promotion in that, I think it would be more successful.
So I like that. So that's not going anywhere. So, you know, my hope is that, and not just D1, D2, but D3 also get some opportunities for name, image, and likeness in the future. You have a great supportive community there at Owens. I know your athletic director, personally, Shelley Whitaker, And I think there's a lot of neat opportunities that you can do to stand out in that particular, you know, D3 arena. And who's your roster? Who do you play as far as games?
We play definitely. We play a bunch of JUCOs within the Ohio area. They're actually quite a few ways away from Owens, a couple hours away, most of them. One of them's Terra State, not too far from us, but Cuyahoga, which is down by Cleveland. And then they'll play some other schools around the area. They play Hocking Community College. That's really south in Ohio. But
do you ever play any D1 schools? Any D1 just for fun?
D1 JUCOs or Division 1?
Or either one, I guess, I would say. Have you guys ever done any type of exhibition games?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am interested in scheduling things like that. I have a little bit of connections from the NAIA division because I was recently most there. So I definitely have some connections there, and I'd be happy to schedule some opportunities against different conferences and different divisions in the college world.
So in the D3 league, tell me how fast the ball comes at you if you're playing fast pitch and the pitcher's throwing the ball at you. What kind of heat are you getting these days?
Yeah, I'd say probably primarily in this level, I'd say it stays around 55, 60 miles an hour. So pretty quick that we got to be ready to go get this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's pretty fast still. I don't care what anybody says, from D3 to D1. What do you think the biggest difference is in the D3 and your league versus like the D1, either a JUCO or just Division 1 NC2A? What's the biggest difference? Is it the ball coming at you from a faster... or is it, what do you think it is?
Yeah, it might definitely be the ball coming a little bit faster from that level. I mean, so the ball spins a lot when it's being thrown to the batters. And when you throw spin with a bunch of, with heat, with throwing a lot faster, it's very hard to hit. Softball's a big game of failure already. But when you advance in levels, it's going to be, you're going to fail a lot more. So it's definitely going to be a lot harder as you move up due to the more advancement in pitching and pitch speeds and the spin of the ball. So I would definitely say it revolves around that.
Sure. So what's the one thing your players are going to quickly learn about you in your first season?
Yeah, I'd say the one thing my players will learn about me is that although I'm very supportive and I'm very, I'd say I'm pretty easygoing, I'm also, like I said, I hold very high standards for their level of play and their academics. So I think what they learn about me quick is that we're allowed to have fun, but there is time to be serious and there is time to really lock in and win some games.
Great. So as a woman leading a college athletic program, what does that opportunity and responsibility mean to you personally?
Oh, it means so much to me. You know, I love to be in the position that I'm in, and I'm loving to be a mentor for these different college athletes. And it means a lot to me to be able to step into this role. Like I said, I've been in the softball atmosphere for most of my life now. And so learning what works right and what works best, I believe, puts me in a great position, and it makes me really proud to be able to make that change and make that what's necessary for the players.
I guess let's talk a little bit about when fans come out and watch Owens Community College softball this season, what kind of team are they going to expect to see on the field? What do you think they should expect, rather?
Yeah, I think that everybody should expect to see a competitive team, and I think that everybody should expect to see a very focused team. I think when the team remains focused throughout the entire game, that good things will happen. Usually, a lot of teams like to fall off in the fifth, sixth, or seventh inning towards the end of the game. But if our team can really push through and get through all seven innings with as much intensity and focus, I believe good things are going to happen. So I'd expect to see a really focused team and a really competitive team throughout every game and every inning.
So let's do a little rapid fire. I always like to do this with guests. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. I guess the first question is, I mean, I think it's a tradition in baseball and even obviously softball, but any ball player has to have a favorite walk-up song. What's yours?
Yeah, I mean, I really like to be energized when going to play. And something about me is when I played basketball in high school, we always ran out to this song called Bring 'Em Out. And so that's kind of stuck with me. And I feel like I would definitely go with that for a good version of the walkout.
Who sings Bring 'Em Out? Do you know?
It's by T.I.
Oh, cool. Yes, yes. Now I know what it is. Yeah, that's a good jam. I like it. So what's your favorite, I guess, go-to pre-game ritual? Do you have one?
Yeah, I mean, typically I just like to I usually drove to games with my friends, and we'd be in the atmosphere of, you know, getting ready for the game and talking about the game. And then, see, I'm not a big energy drink drinker or anything like that, but I always try to drink one energy drink before each game just because I want to have the highest energy possible for the game. So kind of something that I do there. But, yeah, I don't really have anything in specific besides those two things.
Sure.
Just thinking, really, thinking a lot and predicting a lot of how the game's going to go and everything.
What about, are you chewing a big wad of gum, or are you having any sunflower seeds, or do you have any other rituals during the game that keep you focused?
Yeah, I mean, so I don't chew gum, and we were on a turf field the last couple of years, so we weren't really allowed to have seeds. But what I definitely do is I'm always keeping book, and I actually, what's funny about me is I usually have one of these umpire's clickers, and I click throughout the game, like if there's a ball or a strike or how many outs there are, and that just kind of keeps me focused. And I'm always reading charts about who's up to bat and what they do most and everything. So I'm always addicted to promoting and predicting the game.
I like it, the clicker. That's pretty cool. It's kind of always on your pocket, right? In your pocket. Let me ask you this.
Definitely.
What do you think is the toughest thing, do you think, for female athletes right now? It doesn't matter what division it is. What's hard about being a student athlete?
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of focus right now about mental health for student athletes. And, you know, it's hard, and a lot of people don't understand what it's like to try and balance academics, especially, like, academics are hard for anybody at the college level. And then you throw in basically a full-time job with competing in athletics. And then if you have to have a job to pay bills after that, and then socialize and all the things that you want to accomplish in your college days, I'd say it's definitely hard to be in those shoes. And I'm really proud of everyone that's been through that. So I'd say that's a big struggle, is balancing everything.
What advice would you give to a young student athlete who dreams of playing college softball?
Yeah, the advice I'd give to a student athlete that wants to play college softball would be to just work really hard and, you know, be communicate a lot with college coaches. When I was getting recruited, I talked to college coaches all the time, and I really wanted them to know my name, and I really wanted everybody to remember my name. I didn't want to just be a number. So that's my advice to everybody, is go shake these coaches' hands and introduce yourself and make yourself known in a way through communication, so then everybody can remember who you are.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Talk about the youth softball groups and what that looks like. Has it gotten really competitive? Is it pay to play and travel? How do you get seen by coaches? How do you get, you know, in front of them? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that it'll remain competitive, and it is competitive right now in the younger age. It's probably even getting more competitive throughout this time. But what I'd say is, if you really want to get yourself seen, you go and you look up these coaches' emails. You go to the school, you watch some games, and, you know, you email and you hope for the best there. I mean, coaches are normal human beings too, so if you communicate with them, I think it'll go a long way.
So I guess in finishing up, where do you want to be? Where do you want the program to be by the end of this, your first season? What would you have wanted to accomplish?
Yeah, by the end of this first season, I'd love to accomplish a winning record. I'd love to be at the top of the conference and be a threat to everybody. So what I'd really like to accomplish is to have a winning record and to go a decent way in postseason.
I like it. Anything else you want to tell one of our audience members right now that might be listening, maybe someone who hasn't been to a game, why should they come out to Owens Community College and see you play?
I think they should come out to get a energized atmosphere and to understand what college athletics is really about and see how much what hard work can get you. I think our team's going to work really hard this year, and I think they'll go to show everybody that hard work can take you a long way.
Well, I like it. I like your advice. And I'm wishing you the best in your first season at Owens Community College as the head women's softball coach. And Sam Stimmel, you got game. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, share, or comment on what women's sports stories you'd like to hear about. And a special thanks to my executive producer, Chris Pfeiffer. I'm your host and producer, Sophia Fisher. Please visit us at wgte.org/womengotgame.
WGTE. Voices around us.